and Kathy Dawes again. This time we have with us First Lieutenant Derek Strong, and he's going to be talking about the opening of the tax center. And it's that time of year again, hard to believe. We welcome you, Lieutenant. And I know the tax center opened for business. What date does it open, and when does it close for the year?
So the grand opening is going to be January 19th. The last day is going to be April 15th. It's going to be the day before Easter, just so people can remember that. So Saturday, April 15th is the last day of the tax center.
And the hours, I'm sure people are interested in when they can come in. A lot of times people work into the late night hours, but I'm sure you do have set hours when you can assist folks.
Yes, our hours are 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, and it's going to be 9 to 1 p.m. on Saturdays.
And your location?
A location, we're at Building 734. The building is pretty much on the corner or off the corner of Bullard and Normandy. It's not far from Clothing and Sales by the PX for soldiers who know the area. I think Craig Fitness is about a block away as well. So it's kind of hard to find, but, you know, just look for Bullard and Normandy and you'll find it.
Okay. Say I'm new to Post. I have a tendency to get lost. I mean, can you just give us an idea? You know, generally they'll be coming in, you know, at the one gate, and is anywhere close to that? Or
I typically drive through the Ogden Gate. I think that's, for me, at least the most direct route to the tax center. It's up on the hill. I mean, you can also come in through Trooper and just, you know, keep going down Trooper until you reach the area on the hill where, you know, you run into Normandy, the Clothing and Sales, PX, all of that stuff.
And, of course, this mainly applies to people who are Post anyway, I would think. But do soldiers need an appointment? Can they just walk in? Or?
So Monday through Friday, we strongly encourage an appointment. We will take walk-ins if we have time available, but it's going to be pretty tight because there's going to be a lot of people coming. On Saturdays, it's walk-in only. So you can try to get an appointment or try to come in and just walk in Monday through Friday. But Saturday is strictly set up for walk-in appointments.
And who can use the services? I guess we should have started off with that a little bit earlier, but who can actually use the services?
So the services are for active duty service members. It's also, you know, if you are reservists who are on orders for 30 days or more, you can also use it. If you're a dependent, a family member of the service member, you're also eligible. Retirees are eligible as well. So that's pretty much the whole gamut of people we're going to service.
And the types of services you provide at the Fort Riley Tax Center?
We provide tax preparation and e-filing to soldiers, service members, retirees. As far as tax advice, we give a limited amount of tax advice. We're not doing financial planning or anything like that, but if you have questions about which way, you know, whether you should itemize or do the standard deduction or something like that, you know, we'll give you advice on things like that.
What kind of cost are we talking about?
It's free. I mean, it's one of the probably only places I know of that's going to do it for free is a VITA Tax Center. So it's free.
Very good. How many years? And I know it seems like I've sat here for quite a few years, almost this very same conversation, although I know every year is a little different when we talk about some of the different laws that are involved. But how many years have you been doing this at the tax center?
So the tax center has been open about 15 years, maybe more. Miss Elizabeth Thurston, she's an attorney in the area. She is also a DOD civilian working at the Legal Assistance Office. She's been running the tax center since just about 2007. So she's also running it this year as well. And, you know, it's been going around for a while, and they've prepared a lot of taxes.
A lot of taxes. Any idea number-wise how many tax returns we're talking about?
Well, I believe on average it's probably between over 7,000 federal return and about 5,000 state. But I believe last year there was somewhere around 10,000, like 58 tax returns filed in 2016.
Out of curiosity, I mean, some people's taxes are more complicated than others. Is there probably a limit as to what you can do if it gets pretty complicated, or just out of curiosity?
Yeah, there's a limit, but most people who are beyond that limit are going to be aware of that, and they're probably going to give us a call. But, you know, if you have multiple rental properties, like three rental properties, or if you're a day trader or something like that, you know, trading stocks all the time, that's getting a little bit out of our scope. And it's going to take a little more effort and a lot more time to work with those individuals. So we have to, you know, limit it a little bit.
I know when I have people come in and talk about preparing taxes, as I mentioned, every year there's just different things you got to learn. Is it difficult to keep up with all the changes, just out of curiosity?
It not really. The thing is, the IRS publishes the publication 17 and all the documents you need. Most of the soldiers we have come into our office, their tax returns are going to be pretty simple. And, you know, we have the charts. Everything is kind of like a little tree. You know, if this, if yes, then get to this step. If no, go to this step. So it's pretty straightforward. And like I said, the people with the more complicated taxes, we would try to stay away from that. You know, like I said, if you have four or five rental properties, you have to depreciate the real estate and all that stuff. That's a little different. But for us, it's pretty straightforward, and I think we do a great job at filing these taxes.
Very good. Benefits, the biggest benefits for soldiers who use the Fort Riley Tax Center?
Well, one, it's free. It's free for them and their dependents. The other thing is they have access to attorneys as well. We have three attorneys on staff. Our attorneys have just over about 15 years of experience. And beyond the attorneys, we have several volunteers, civilian volunteers as well, who basically have been coming back. They've been doing this for, you know, working in this same tax center for the last few years. So they have, you know, that experience. You know, they know quite a few of the service members that are coming back year to year. So it's a nice place. And it's a, you know, this whole ritual that you have to do every year, we just make it a little more bearable for the service members.
Phone number, sometimes somebody just needs to talk to somebody. I mean, can you provide that, or where can they get more information?
Yep, the phone number is pretty simple. It's 239-1040. So area code 785-239-1040.
Very good. Before we wrap up, anything else at all, Lieutenant? I'm going to introduce a couple of other gentlemen here momentarily, but anything else you want to add today that you want to stress for folks out there as they get ready to prepare those taxes?
No, that's about it, ma'am.
All right. Well, let's before we close, Dave, I wanted to introduce a couple of folks. So don't play that outro music yet.
Fade to black.
Yes, and actually, if you guys want headphones to hear what Dave and I are chatting about, but we want to introduce a couple public affairs guys that are fairly new there on post. We have Scott Rhodes and Kirk Hutchinson with us now. And
you call me new. That's very kind of you.
She didn't
new
say
in this
young.
Role.
That's different.
That's true, Dave.
And then, Kirk, we also welcome you, Kirk Hutchinson. And
thank you. Good morning.
And you have some local ties, too, I think.
I do have some local ties. Well, my Uncle Jerry, who's been around and been part of this station in the past, and then my father in the area as well. I came from Garden City. I worked for the Kansas Department of Transportation as a public affairs manager for the last 16 years. So when you're talking about weather and road conditions and icing, I'm very familiar with that.
And Scott, I know, of course, you're not new to the area at all. I've known you for how many years? I don't even know. But
since you and I were together in Lawrence in
yes.
the mid-80s, I believe.
Really? You guys did that back yeah. in the 80s?
Yeah.
I think you were
really?
With the TV
Before we
station
got here,
there,
yeah.
weren't you?
I went into television after I left here, actually.
Mm-hmm. And I was
in
with...
the late 90s. Mm-hmm. I started working out at Fort Riley in 2001, been out there ever since, and recently underwent kind of a career shift. I'm no longer shooting video. Some of you folks may remember me hauling my camera around post, but now I'm in the media relations aspect. I was getting too old to haul all that equipment around.
I can relate to that.
I knew you could, Dave.
Well, I just wanted to welcome both of you because Thanks, you're Katie. The ones that set all these interviews up and let us know what's going on post. So we do welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's go ahead now. You can play the music.
I can play the music now.
Yeah, you're
all
allowed
right,
to.
Here we go.
And again, from Fort Riley today, been a pleasure to have with us Mark Dombrowski, Directorate of Emergency Services, also First Lieutenant Derek Strong, and Public Affairs Scott Rhodes, Kirk Hutchinson. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have Brad Clausen joining us, Manhattan Building Official. Looking forward to visiting with him. You're listening to In Focus.